following on from the incarnatory process of our soul connecting with our body when we're there as a small growing baby in our mother's womb. Another commonly asked question is, why do babies and children die? In working with the parents of children, both as they were dying, as well as after those children had died, I am sure that you can imagine that this is one of the most demanding life experiences any adult can go through. For parents, they all told me how they never fully recover from the death of a child, but rather learn to manage the remaining years of life without them. It takes time for parents to move through the long process of grieving before they can begin to explore the wider ramifications of their child's death. Many years ago, when I was a student and preparing to work in terminal care, I came across a short book written by a journalist. In her book, entitled Will, My Son, she eloquently told the story of the birth of her son, who was soon discovered to have Down syndrome. At 5 years of age, and with a very weak heart, the surgeons operated, but her son died on the operating table. In her book, his mother tells of her and her family's feelings on the sadness at his birth, that he would not be a normal child, but in each succeeding chapter details how he taught her much, and how she grew to love him more and more each day for being different and thereby so special. Even though Will wasn't like other little boys, he gave her something very special, and in his short life taught her and her family far more than if he had lived to adulthood. Here, we have a clue from psychology about what the energetic expression is all about in the death of a baby or child. So then, what happens in terms of the actual soul expression? Let's look to ancient teachings to explain what we see as a modern issue. Those people we meet in our life from a variety of settings, but who impact in our life in a powerful way, are part of a soul journey which each of us chose, yes, consciously chose, before our incarnation into the physical plane of life. The patterns of subtle energy expression we both give out and receive from the contact with these people in our lives is far too complex for our conscious mind to comprehend, let alone fully understand. Such is the situation when a baby or child dies. Ancient wisdom simply says that from a subtle energy or soul development, it involves two souls, that of the parents and that of the baby or child, and they are giving something very important to each other at a subtle energy or soul expansion level. This giving is a very, very powerful experience. For the baby, its soul needed, for a whole host of different reasons perhaps, to incarnate, but then leave the earth plane. For the parents, after their grieving process is complete, then the death of that child will have changed their lives and their view of life forever. What of the unhappy situation where the parents cannot appear to cope with the death of the child, and such an experience appears to only lead to more and more misery? Whilst we may see that the remainder of their lives is full of torment, the understanding of this process I've described will come to them, even if that happens to them after their death. This is one of the reasons why I and my colleagues, who work with subtle energy and soul connection, are tirelessly presenting material to people all around the world to help them to understand, to recognize this element operating in their lives, to provide people with an opportunity to become consciously aware of the subtle, often pre-conscious aspect of subtle energy connections operating in their lives right now. For example, in my work in bereavement, when people who had gone through such experiences as the loss of a baby, death of a child, or been involved in aborting a baby, I was able to help them to slowly understand how there was another powerful dimension to this experience, to dispel the myths that viewing their experience from the superficial, conscious aspect, in order to work towards a broader, richer understanding, involving the subtle energy or soul connection in terms of what had really happened.